GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Want to make the most of our time with Maine Senator Susan Collins. She has an important meeting very soon, but taking time to talk with us. Senator, let us jump right in and ask if you had any observation from, other than the length of the State of the Union, what did you walk out of the chamber with taking away most?
What most impressed me was the fact that we honored true American heroes. And it reminds all of us that our country is filled with people who are patriotic, who have served this nation well, and who deserve our gratitude. I thought it was particularly touching when Captain Royce Williams received our nation's highest military honor for his heroic actions in World War II and in the Korean War. He was 100 years old as he sat in the gallery and the Medal of Honor was given to him. The fact that the Chief Warrant Officer, Eric Slover, also received it was impressive and well-deserved. He piloted the helicopter in the raid to seize the Venezuelan narco-terrorist Maduro, and he was shot in the leg and bleeding badly, and yet he managed to land the helicopter and kept going. And finally was the award to the Coast Guard officer, Scott Ruskin. I met him last year at a Coast Guard ceremony, and he is the one who dove repeatedly. He's a rescue diver in the floods in Texas and rescued the little girl and so many others. So those, to me, were important and heartwarming moments to recognize people who have given so much to our country. And finally, I have to say, it was so exciting to see the hockey team enter the chamber from the gallery above us and receive everyone's applause. That was something that united both Democrats and Republicans.
They were all smiles, even though some of them were missing some teeth. I have one follow-up question concerning the state. Just one follow-up question concerning State of the Union, and that is, were you surprised when the president mentioned Maine and the concerns about theft of taxpayer money and the war on fraud?
I wasn't. I didn't know it was going to happen. But there was an investigation started in the Biden administration. So it's not possible to call this a political move. The investigation began in the Biden administration because of the number of red flags that were in our Medicaid spending. And that culminated in the IG's report, which was recently released, which said that there was in the neighborhood of $45 million in improper Medicare payments. That is money that should go to provide health care to low-income Mainers who otherwise would not be able to get treatment. It's also essential to our hospitals where Medicaid is a major payer and to our rural health clinics. So that is a disturbing amount that the Inspector General, who is a nonpartisan investigator, found as a result of an investigation that was initiated in the last administration and culminated now. It deserves more investigation, and the state should be utterly transparent. The Mills administration should cooperate with the investigation.
Senator Susan Collins talking with us, making the most of our time, and you had some questions for Dr. Casey Means, the Surgeon General nominee yesterday, over some passages in her book, Good Energy. How do you feel that went?
So the part of her book that troubled me was when she talked about her personal use not long ago of psychedelic mushrooms. And she encourages the readers to consider psychedelic drugs, which are illegal, as an assist to therapy. And I questioned her about that. Her language in the book is rather odd. She said that she kept hearing this inner voice saying that she needs to prepare. And she, when I questioned her about that, she said that she just had this instinctive feeling that something ominous was going to happen after the loss of her mother, the passing of her mother. And to have someone who's nominated to be our nation's chief doctor advocate in any way the use of illicit drugs, it troubles me, and I'm going to pursue it further with her to find out what exactly was going on. As far as I know, the psychedelic drugs, the mushrooms that she was taking, are not legal in California. They're certainly not legal under federal law. So that concerned me a great deal.
You also recently introduced legislation, the We Can't Wait Act, which is going to mean a lot to people who are waiting for Social Security disability insurance.
That's right, Rick. I introduced this bill yesterday. Right now, if the Social Security Administration finds that you are disabled and can no longer work because of an illness or other condition, and you have paid into the Social Security system, so you've earned these benefits, there still is a 5-month waiting period before the benefits start flowing. And that causes tremendous hardship. There are people who have died during that 5-month period between when they were certified as disabled and unable to work and when the benefits were supposed to start. So what this bill would do is it allows the individual to make a choice. You can start receiving your disability benefit immediately if you're willing to take a slightly smaller benefit amount, and it's only 5% less. And that way you can don't have to worry about your household expenses as much. You can ensure that you're getting the Medicare, the care, the health care that you need. And or you can wait for 5 months and then receive the full benefit. The reason there's a slight reduction in the benefit is to make sure that overall for the Social Security Fund, there's not a fiscal impact. And I've talked to many Mainers who have had diagnoses of terminal diseases, and in many cases, they need that funding. They need those benefits that they have earned immediately. They can't afford to wait 5 months. So this bill has been endorsed by more than 24 groups that advocate for people with cancer or with other specific diseases, and for people with disabilities in general. So I hope we can get it through. Mm-hmm. It would make such a difference when people are struggling with an illness.
Okay, speaking of waiting, I've got 45 seconds before Blake says we got to go. But yesterday, signatures submitted, signatures verified. You're on the ballot.
I'm official, Rick, and I want to thank my great staff and a host of volunteers and those who signed the petitions for me. which we turned into the Secretary of State's office yesterday afternoon. So I'm official. I will be on the ballot. As you know, I declared officially 2 weeks ago, but this is the legal step that is necessary to submit the signatures from all 16 counties to get me on the ballot.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.